joined by The Guardian's Martin Chuloff, who's on the outskirts of Homs. Martin, what's the scene this morning?
It's relatively calm this morning, Matthew, compared to the last couple of days. There was a lot of shelling overnight. There's been gunfire this morning. But the midday prayers are underway now. Demonstrations are likely to gather in the towns and villages surrounding Homs and inside Homs itself within the next half hour. That will give us a sense of how the rest of this day will pan out.
We're getting some reports that maybe they're preparing a kind of ground invasion into Homs. Do you get any sort of sense of that? I know it's very difficult to tell.
All indications suggest that that's likely, that is on the cards and relatively soon. The bombing campaign into Al Qaladiyya, into Bab al-Ama, in Homs and also into the surrounding towns and villages has been very intense for the last week or so. There has been manoeuvring in the last 12 hours by tanks inside of Homs in areas which they hadn't moved before. Same with the areas that we're in now. People are readying for what they do anticipate will be a final onslaught to follow the softening up with all this artillery and bombing.
I don't know if you've seen that Syrian TV is showing the aftermath of what it claims is a bomb attack on Aleppo. Has news of that filtered through? And if so, you know, how's it going down?
Every time we hear one of these reports in this area about car bombs or suicide bombs, they're greeted with wide scepticism by the people here who seek us out and say there are no terrorists, there are no Salafists. These things are either being staged by the regime or, in some cases, they're being cast as legitimate acts of resistance by the Free Syria Army against a standing army that they believe has been subverting them for a long time and battling them with vastly superior weapons. So I think some of these attacks, especially on military targets, are being claimed by the opposition fighters here. Others are being attributed to the regime itself.
Is there a sense that this is perhaps even a diversionary tactic for what's about to take place in Homs?
There's a little bit of that. There's also a sense that of the need to control the narrative here. The regime has been quite vehement in that, in insisting since day one that this has been an armed uprising backed by foreign states and that they are in fact fighting mostly terrorism rather than legitimate opposition groups who are demanding reform. So, you know, the battle for the control of the narrative is just as important as the actual battle itself. So I think that seems to be a factor, and also, as you say, are they softening up the opposition for what's about to come? I mean, that could be a factor as well.
What's the mood among the rebel troops?
It's almost one of a grim sense of foreboding. They're calm, but they're not speaking much, and there's very little communication. There's certainly no laughing. It's all about purpose and focus. They bring their dead and wounded into makeshift medical clinics here. When you see them on the streets, it's very difficult to catch their eye. They seem to be a people that have been under the gun, so to speak, for a long, long time now. It's a strange sort of a mood. It's very oppressive.
Do they seem to you to be military defectors or just ordinary guys?
Most of the pre-Syri army people that we are dealing with are military defectors. There are a lot of older men amongst them who either did military service in the old days or were more than that. They've stayed in the army for quite some time until retirement age. They're civilians and they've taken up weapons again. And there are a smaller group of local businessmen, medics and various other people who no longer have any work in these towns. I mean, these towns basically don't function anymore. They've joined the resistance cause as well. They've picked up weapons in many cases or are simply supporting the resistance fighters by establishing supply lines.
Okay, Martin, keep us posted. Take care. Thanks a lot.
Well done, Matthew.